Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we're at the house late last week. Doorbell rings. It's the UPS dude. And I have to tell you, first of all, in my house, because my wife runs a business out of the house, there are people in packages coming and going 24/7. Like, if you didn't know my wife, you'd be a little bit suspicious about
drug
my house.
Dealing just to get by.
And so she comes upstairs. My mother-in-law is there. She opens up the box. It's a pretty decent-sized box. And she pulls out this brand-new Sony digital camera. And she looks at me. She's like, you order a new camera? I'm like, no. I mean, I have a Canon. I have a nice DSLR. I was like, no, why would I order a camera? And she's giving me that side-eye suspicious look, like, are you sure you didn't order a camera? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I didn't order a camera. All of a sudden, I'm like on the defensive, right? Like, no, I didn't order the camera. And she's like, well, I didn't order the camera. And my mother-in-law, who was sitting there, is like, you guys got hacked. Like, that's immediately, check your credit cards. So then I get paranoid. I'm like, oh my gosh, start checking the credit cards, check all the accounts, check the Amazon account. We can't find this camera anywhere. We haven't been hacked. It isn't on our account. None of that. So I start doing a little research. I'm able to track it through UPS. I track it to a place in New Jersey. I call this place in New Jersey. This place, they just answer the phone, hello, right? Oh. So he's like, hello.
Not the name of a company or anything?
Nothing, just hello.
That's a dude named Sal in a garage.
That's
he's
exactly
doing
what
stuff.
It was. So I say to him, you guys sent me this digital camera. He's like, okay, well, give me the tracking number on it. I give him the tracking number. He starts doing all this research. He's like, I don't know how you got it. Can I call you back? And I'm like, okay, great. Call me back. About a half hour later, another guy calls back and says, okay, so here's what happened. You got hacked on your credit card for the price of the camera. We're gonna give you a label. You're going to ship the camera back to us. We're going to give you the money back. I'm like, you're not listening to me, buddy. I didn't get hacked. There's no money missing. He's like, no, I trust you. You just haven't realized it yet. What they do is they order something like this off your hacked card and they ship it to your address because that's the address on the account. But then after it's shipped, they change the address to their address.
Right.
But my company doesn't allow people to do that because we've been getting stuff stolen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, great. So he's like, I'll get right back with you. He comes back in 10 minutes. He's like, I'm going to email you the shipping label and you're going to send it back to me and I'm going to give you back the $1,300. I'm like, buddy, you're not listening to me. I didn't pay for this. He's like, okay, well, here's the number for Amazon. Call Amazon. I call Amazon. I tell the guy the story. That guy says, are you sure it wasn't a gift? And I'm like, well, I don't know what kind of friends you have. But I don't
fairly
have
kind of, certain, fairly certain.
Fairly certain none of my friends were sending me a $1,300 camera. And he's like, are you absolutely sure? And I'm like, well, I mean, I can't be 100% sure. I don't know. There was nothing inside of it. I don't know where this camera came from. He's like, so you're saying it's a gift?
I think destiny wants it to be a gift.
And I'm like, well, I mean, I guess it could be a gift. He's like, okay. So it's a gift. You're going to keep it. I'm going to contact the vendor that shipped it to you, that you spoke with, and let them know that you're keeping it because it was a gift. We're done here. Have a great day.
Okay. It's like Santa Claus.
I'm tired of talking to you. Let's move along.
And he says, oh, by the way, if any other packages show up and you don't know if it's a gift or not, I would assume it's a gift. But if you want to contact us, you can. Have a great day, sir.
So you have a new camera.
I have so many questions.
Let me grab Ashley is from Newton. What happened with you?
The same exact thing happened to my dad. He got a camera sent to his house with his name on it. I believe it was from like Best Buy or something. And he actually called them and tried to give it back. And they wouldn't take it because they had no record of him purchasing it. And he's like, that's because I didn't purchase it. And they wouldn't take it back. So he actually, I do a lot of work for the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, and I had an event coming up, so he donated it to the event, and we actually used it as an auction prize at the event.
Well, that's doing something altruistic with it, as opposed to keeping it, Carson.
Well, it could be, you know, it could be a great tool for my wife's business. Yeah, what do you do? I don't know. Oh, that's a good story. Thank you, Ashley.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Now, I realize you haven't mentioned charity once so far.
No, my wife wants to get a dining room, a living room table. We still don't have a thing in our living room. She's like, you know, we could sell that and use it to buy the furniture for the living room.
There you go.
The Carson Tager Foundation is where you're donating to.
Little eBay for it is.
So we have a $1,300 Sony Digital A6500.
Only you. This would happen too.
Right.
So the company that originally shipped it, obviously the money never came out of your account. So they don't want the camera back that they didn't get money for?
Apparently somebody...
It's so far removed from whoever bought the camera that it's warehouse. And I imagine with the amount of stuff that gets delivered on a daily basis, like this is just small peanuts. It's nothing.
There's so many layers.
Right? So anyway.
Hackception.
Hackception.
I don't know what to tell you. I have a beautiful new camera.
You have a new camera. That's all I know.
I'm not allowed to use it, though. Mine says we're buying furniture.
So you're going to sell it to buy furniture?
Yeah.
That'll be up on Facebook Marketplace later if you're interested.
Yeah. Make Carson an offer he can't refuse.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.